Lisa Baker Lawrence, very glad that you are here with me. I'm very grateful to be connected to you and all the things that you got going on. So I'm very grateful that you're here with me on Prelusum.
Thank you. Great to meet you and hang out with you too. This is exciting.
Absolutely. Well, first question for you is, Lisa, what is your business?
I am a consultant for an employer solutions company. So we outsource human resources and technology. And I've been working with and providing solutions for businesses for around 10 years. And what I really love is that I get to be a witness to the problems that we solve around the areas of human resources, payroll, technology, benefits, safety, and compliance. And I know that sounds really exciting, but it actually really is.
What really compelled you to want to work in human resources?
What compelled me to work in this space was really being able to make a difference in the work environments of employees. And that impacts, employees, their families, and their communities. But overall, that mission, vision, and values at the companies that I work for and that I work with is just, it really gets me fired up. So anytime I can get involved and help make an impact, that's very rewarding for me personally and professionally.
How would you say that you're leading the way with the work that you're doing?
When you say human resources and technology, it means a lot of different things to people. And I think, one way that we're really making a difference is that we're building customized solutions around all of the areas that impact the people support an organization. So we're a holistic solution where if you have needs in the areas of employee benefits, administration, if you need people support, if you need compliance tools, recruiting tools, we can really enter into that relationship today and then build out and scale up or scale down and have it not impact your team members. And really, what I mean by that is we've eliminated that barrier of entry to say, I really don't want to work with you today, Lisa, because we just switched technologies. In our space, it's one technology that we can really, build up or down and really scale with the organization, and your employees still have the same dashboard. And then we can bolt in people support. So when you're dealing with human resources, it's, I think, impossible to eliminate a human from that relationship. And so we make sure that we have designated representatives in each and every one of our relationships to manage all of the solutions. And sometimes there's multiple people, right? So we may be supporting an HR person at an organization, or we may have the HR person at our company as a standalone supporting like a high-level manager or maybe just an owner of a small business.
Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who are you typically working with currently?
Well, I'll say, we have startup through enterprise level companies, but my ideal client profile is usually just over 20 employees. As things start to get a little complicated, probably already outsourcing their payroll so they can appreciate what it's like to try to, do what you do best and outsource the rest. So if you're outsourcing payroll already, then you already understand what that relationship is like. If you're offering employee benefits and 401k, that's definitely a good client for me. All three would be great. 20 employees, outsourcing payroll, offering benefits and 401k. There's usually, and I can help identify this, but if there's a known business challenge, that can be helpful, and I can help identify that. And biggest is that they need to be willing and open to change. Embracing technology, is also going to be an important part of my conversation. So top verticals: technology, manufacturing, distribution, and logistics. For whatever reason, that's kind of where we've been landing over the last several years. And then multi-state operations, especially in with the remote workforce. You don't necessarily have to have a brick and mortar in multiple states, but if you've got a marketing person in a state that you're not headquartered in, then you're a multi-state operator, and we can help you with that.
What's the ideal conversation you're looking to start with these prospective clients?
I'm very strategic in my conversations, and I really like to know, starting at the base level of if is owning a business, is it what they really thought it would be today? They've been in the business for 5 years, 10 years, tell me about that, how you got there, what's your next career move? I hear oftentimes, oh, I'm buying another business or I'm looking to exit. And depending on how that question is answered, we can kind of go into, the solutions side of life. There are industry specific struggles, that I may be able to to glean some experience into, having been in the industry for 10 years, and see if any of the things that my current clients in their verticals have experienced, and you know, kind of lean into those and share, you know, different ways that we've been able to help solve those. But really, it's just learning the story around the owner and finding out, you know, what the operations are like in their organization versus what they thought it might be like, and see if there's ways that we can help solve problems.
And last one for us here, Lisa, who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners? Who are the ones that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Currently, my best referral partners are my clients. So the more clients I have, the better the referral opportunities, of course, and everyone says that. But I work a lot with and do a lot of referring myself to executive coaches, outsourced solution providers like CFOs, COOs, EOS implementers are fantastic. In fact, I find myself referring EOS quite regularly. You know, anyone that really has an impact on the organization or influence with the C-suite and really can dive in and hear and know some of those pain points.